You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Be careful out there a little bit. Still some slick spots, but all in all, pretty... We're in good shape right now as far as the roads are concerned. Welcome into the Gym Class here in KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a little bit. Good show for you. Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette covers the Iowa State Cyclones. We will talk with Rob. Plenty to discuss. Iowa State on an uptick right now, coming off a couple of victories in Big 12 men's basketball play. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the first place Iowa State top 10 women as well, and talk all things Cyclones with Rob coming up in just a little bit. Big one tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, not only on the court, but prior to the game as well as the jersey retirements. We'll talk about that. We'll take a look back at Iowa and Indiana part two last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. All that and more coming up today here on the Gym Class. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And thanks for tuning us in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me from his home on the chilly southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a one of those days where the wind and the cold just goes right through you to your bones today, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. I've defrosted my laptop screen and I'm ready to go.
You have not stepped outside?
No, but I need to because it's National Margarita and Taco Day.
Yes.
And I think that's on the docket for tonight.
There you go. Yeah, happy Margarita Day. I did not know about the tacos. I knew about the Margarita Day today, though. Coinciding on 2/22/22, by the way. If 22 is your lucky number, I suggest you go out and play the lottery or whatever's on your mind as far as trying to make it an even luckier day today. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, this is called a palindrome, is it not? Something like that. I don't mean to get too technical, but it is Miguel Sano Day.
As why not, right?
Caitlin Clark and Patrick McCaffrey and Joe Toussaint too.
Juan Thornhill.
Doyle Versailles.
Any 22 you can think of. It is their day today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Mark Pryor Day, according to Adam. Thank you, Adam. Mark Pryor may say 22 is an unlucky number. Well, he had a very short but a very good career as a member of the Chicago Cubs. Let's start things off today with a look back at last night. Big win for the Iowa women as the Hawkeyes polish off Indiana once again, this time at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena, as Iowa completes the rare back-to-back season sweep of the Indiana Hoosiers last night. Quite a win for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Indiana had entered that first game on, Saturday? As the number five team in the country. And Iowa won on the road, won again last night, 88-82. And now is in a three-way tie for second, a half game behind Michigan in the Big Ten standings. And Iowa has to go to Rutgers on Thursday. And a win there would set up a Titanic matchup with Michigan on Sunday, a game in which Iowa could clinch at least a share of the Big Ten championship.
Yeah. Well, still have that goal in mind. Also, putting themselves in great shape as far as the Big Ten women's basketball tournament is concerned, and perhaps not having to play for a couple of days. So, yeah, good position as far as Lisa Bluter is concerned. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here. Also should mention, tonight is girls' regionals and boys' districts as far as high school basketball is concerned. Most games in Eastern Iowa are a go. There are a few that are not. As far as girls' basketball tonight, the Iowa City West at West Des Moines Valley game has been postponed until tomorrow night in Class 5A. Everything else is a go. That includes the Wash game over at Pleasant Valley. Also, the game with Keokuk and Xavier over at Xavier in 4A. 5A, Linmar at City High tonight as well. We'll have that on CRM Live Sports for you at 6:45 coming up tonight from the City High Fieldhouse, the beautiful new gym down at Iowa City High. Looking forward to that at 6:45. Coming up this evening. So on the boys' side, I know the North Lynn boys' game against Janesville tonight has been postponed until tomorrow night, and it is now going to be a doubleheader up in Manchester. The boys will play Janesville at 5:30, and the girls' regional final will be moved from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow night in Manchester. So you're headed out tonight. Just double-check on things before you go, but I don't think we're going to have any more postponements between now and game time.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Jeff Linder of the Gazette tweeted that there are 16 games on the girls' regional side tonight. 8 have been postponed, and the only one in the area right now is that game you mentioned, Iowa City West and West Des Moines Valley.
Yeah. Chris Middleton and Christian Yelich Day. Thank you, Spencer. Getting those 22s in as far as that is concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk to Rob Gray, talk all things Cyclone coming up as we get to the bottom of the hour here this evening. And last night, Iowa women got the win, and tonight the Iowa men will try to get a victory. There are tickets still available if you are so inclined for Iowa and Michigan State coming up this evening. That will be a 6 o'clock tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Last night in the Big Ten, you had the bigger of the two games, Ohio State in overtime holding off Indiana. Hoosiers now, I don't even think they're squarely on the bubble. I think they're on the wrong side of the bubble right now as Ohio State comes back off the Iowa loss at home and beats the Hoosiers in overtime by 11, 80-69. Indiana fouled a little bit in the latter portions of that game. Besides Iowa and Michigan State tonight, you got the honey in Evanston between Nebraska and Northwestern coming up this evening. That is a 7 o'clock start. Iowa-Michigan State, by the way, is an ESPN game tonight at 6 o'clock. So no need to worry about missing the first few minutes with another game jumping into it and going late. So Iowa-Michigan State will get underway very soon after 6 o'clock. And before that, they will have a ceremony retiring several jerseys or raising jerseys to the rafters. I'm not sure what they're going to do. If they're moving them up as they are retired or if they're up there and they will unveil them. However they do it, there are some biggies going up tonight. Like to see that. And that includes Luca Garza. Number 55 is back in Iowa City. Was there yesterday. There again today. And he will be on hand tonight. Not available for the Hawkeyes, but will be on hand to see the number 55 go up into the rafters. And everybody knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of when, how soon. And I hope everybody is there. I hope a big crowd shows up despite the weather and are in their seats early so they get a chance to show their gratitude. Because if you remember, Mark, Luca Garza played in front of basically empty arenas last year. No one really got a chance to cheer on Luca Garza. So tonight is the Hawkeyes fans' chance to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I had thought that the ceremonies were at halftime, but you might be quite right beforehand. We'll double check on that. But nevertheless, Luka Garza, we knew it was going to come. The Pistons are on NBA All-Star break now and the G League. So it was perfect time for Iowa to do this. But they're also going to honor Chuck Darling, Roy Marble, and Murray Weir as their jerseys are retired. Luka's number is going to be retired. So it should be quite a ceremony, and I salute Iowa for doing it.
Yeah. By the way, if you were wondering about a tribute to Mac McCausland, there was a moment of silence and a for Mac before the last Hawkeye home game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. So everyone had a chance to pay their respects to Mac at that particular time. 3:15. Here on the Gym Class, Iowa Michigan State is the main course tonight, though, Mark. A big one as far hey, it's a big game in the Big Ten tonight, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I say that because that is the most overused adage as far as college basketball is concerned, but it is. It is a big one coming up tonight. And it tips off at 6 o'clock coming up this evening. Michigan State just ahead of Iowa in the Big Ten standings right now. Sparty is 18-8 overall. Iowa actually with a better net as far as Michigan State is concerned, but Michigan State's NCAA bracketology outlook right now is better than the Hawkeyes, certainly as far as their resume is concerned. And we will see. We will see how things play out tonight. This is not a vintage Michigan State team, Mark. It is a Michigan State team that does not have a superstar. That you rarely see that as far as the Tom Izzo team is concerned. The other thing, it's not real good at the point guard position. Certainly, it is a team that does not shoot the ball very well, especially from out beyond the arc. Now, when they do shoot it well, they are very tough to beat. The problem is they don't shoot it very well. They're in the mid-100s as far as points are concerned offensively, and it's a Michigan State team that's giving up more points. 66 points they are giving up. That is almost, that's not terrible, but it's almost unheard of as far as a Tom Izzo coach team is concerned. And only 48th in the country in rebounding. That is probably the one stat that is eating the most at Tom Izzo right now.
But there they are, 18-8 and a game ahead of Iowa in the Big Ten standings. We've said, in the past, Michigan State, Indiana, kind of those teams, well, you don't know what you're going to get on a given night. But 18-8 and 9-6 in the league, despite not having the typical really strong players that Tom Izzo is accustomed to, you're quite right about the shooting for Michigan State. If it's there, it's going to be a problem. And it showed out in that last game against Illinois. When Illinois was preparing to bury Michigan State, and then the Spartans hit several shots and made that a closer game than what it was. But I would say that Iowa's going to have to rekindle at least part of that defensive effort it showed against Ohio State.
Certainly would help. Certainly would help. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on Iowa Michigan State coming up tonight. Spartans are 2-5 against the top 25 this year. Of course, Hawkeyes moved into the top 25 in the AP poll this week at number 25. Iowa, conversely, 1-4. I told you about the net RPI right now. Michigan State is better with the RPI. They are 36 right now. Iowa is 48. As far as the RPI standard is concerned with things. And Patrick McCaffrey, speaking of 22s on 222-22, Mark, has been playing very good basketball as of late for this Iowa team. And he's going to be a guy that is going to be needed tonight, both offensively and defensively, I believe. It's also not a Michigan State team that has a Coburn or a Liddell or a Williams or an Edie in the middle. Big guys. And not, they're well built in there. But I think it's a better matchup for the Hawkeyes tonight. Am I almost saying I really like Iowa tonight? I think I am almost saying I really like Iowa tonight.
I think it is a good matchup. And Iowa defeated Michigan State twice last year, trying to do it three times in a row. Michigan State will have a handshake after the game. We know that.
Yes, sir. Unless Fran says no.
Whether it's with the Hawkeyes or with air, we don't know. But I think it is a good matchup for Iowa. A lot of excitement should be in the air for this one with all the ceremonies going on. Both as I've refreshed my memory and looked at the press release that before the game, Darling Marble and Murray Weir will have their jerseys retired. Halftime will be right. Luca Garza's jersey retirement.
Okay. Very good. Very good. We'll get there and see the ones prior to the game, too. Need to do that.
Absolutely. And apparently family members from all four will be there, and that's going to be special. Devin Marble will be back to honor his dad along with his siblings. So that's going to be great to see.
It will be. It will be great to see. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale will keep half an eye on the Iowa game tonight. The other eye and a half will be on his Razorbacks taking on the Florida Gators. Florida putting themselves in a good position. They beat Auburn last week. I'm sorry, Dale, but if Florida wins tonight against Arkansas, Florida's back in the tournament. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So guard against that tonight. Guard against that, Razorback Dale. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And, I think everything is good, as 8186 points out, between Iowa basketball and the Marbles right now. And that's great to see. Iowa basketball needs to extend a hand. And it's not only Iowa basketball, but every program out there needs to keep in touch with their legacies out there. And that's certainly the case as far as Iowa is concerned. Maybe that was strained a little bit. Perhaps it was strained a little bit over the last decade or so. But I think everything is in pretty good shape right now, much better shape anyway. And hopefully this will help things out tonight. So should be a great atmosphere tonight, just no matter how many people are at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and a lot of folks are going to be excited to see Luca Garza back in the building. He was at the women's game last night. It was at men's practice yesterday, and he's going to hold a media news conference coming up at 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you any of that, but it's going to be fun for a lot of fans.
It will be. It will be.
And then there'll be a game.
Then there's going to be a pretty big game tonight between Iowa and Michigan State. And you know what, folks? We're getting closer and closer as far as the NCAA selection. We're 2 weeks from Sunday, and you're going to know the field of 68. Conference championship tournaments get underway next week. It's a little bit scary, Mark. It's a scary thought, but that's the way it is. MVC, one of the first big one, really, to get underway. And that will be coming up next weekend at Arch Madness in St. Louis. We'll talk a lot about that coming up on Thursday with Kevin Lehman, the coach, with our Off the Glass segment. Looking forward to that. We'll talk Big Ten, Big 12, and college basketball with Kevin as well. Brought to you by Chris Lehman, and you can find him at shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. 319-366-1600. Nothing new as far as the baseball talks are concerned, really. And if you missed it, Scott Wilson was on with Spencer on Sports earlier on today, the general manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And if you missed that interview or want to just revisit it, you can do so by going to our website for the podcasts. For each of our local shows, Spencer on Sports, The Gym Class, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they're also available on Apple and Spotify for you as well. Always good to hear from Scott Wilson. And reminds us as well that baseball isn't too far away. Early April, we hope. Knock on wood and all that good stuff. That April 8th will be a nice weather day. And we can all get to the ballpark and take in some baseball at that time. And the date you were telling me earlier on today, kind of February 28th is kind of the date with the big red X on it as far as the Major League Baseball talks are concerned. A lot of people saying if this is not put to bed by February the 28th, that the season is not going to start on time.
Yeah, that's the word that I get from reading and listening to baseball people that are farther, much more in the know than myself. But the meetings today lasted a little bit longer. Perhaps they're still ongoing. But no real sense that an agreement is imminent. But seems like they're, you know, for what, 60, 70 days, they met two or three times and didn't get anything accomplished. And now there's a sense of urgency. And if you've ever been or know anybody who's in a union, this is what happens. Things don't happen till the last hour.
And let's hope they get taken care of. Let's hope they get taken care of, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is the phone line as well here on the Gym Class program. Again, 319-366-1600. We're now hearing from Razorback Dale's girlfriend, by the way. We got to come up with a name for her. We'll work on that. We'll work on that. Thank you very much for checking in with us today. 6429 letting us know Devin was at the football game when they recognized Roy and some other Hawks of the past, so it appears things have smoothed over with the family a while ago. I would guess that Fran had a lot to do with that. I would agree. I would agree. And I think things are on a good track right now. As far as the Marble family and Iowa basketball, we do miss Roy so very, very much. Left us way too early, and it was fun to watch Roy Marble and Ed Horton and B.J. Armstrong and Kevin Gamble and that entire group. That was a fun time of Iowa basketball.
Definitely was, and you know, Razorback Dale, we've got your girlfriend's phone number now. Are you scared? How about that?
He shouldn't be scared.
He won't abuse it, Dale. Come on.
319-366-1600. Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, different. It's a smorgasbord today. I did see that the Chiefs, your Chiefs, released former Iowa linebacker Anthony Hitchens.
Yeah, not unexpected. Probably they have the opportunity to bring him back, but the way it sounds as though with Bolton having a great rookie season out of Missouri and then Willie Gay in the outside, I think Neiman's probably going to stick. So I think that the numbers game and the Chiefs are going to save almost $5 million against the cap. So probably have seen the last of Anthony Hitchens for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's throw the poll question at KGYMRadio.com on our scoreboard, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. What is the most likely outcome tonight in Iowa City? The spread is 6 points, the all-important spread. Iowa wins by six or more. Iowa wins by 1-5, or Michigan State wins. Couple more items, Scott. The Fort Dodge girls bowling team was disqualified today after it reached the Final Four for what's been called a cell phone violation. Not sure what that entails.
Huh.
We'll dig deeper into it. But, and finally, today, on February 22nd, in the year 1980, the U.S. Olympic hockey team beat Russia in the Miracle on Ice in the semifinals of that Olympic Games.
42 years ago. I still know exactly where I was.
Yeah.
One of the, still, to this point, to this day, one of the probably top five sports moments in my life that I'll never forget. You do not know, unless you were around and could comprehend everything, how big a win that was for the United States hockey team over the Red Army Russian team. It was gigantic. And who did the U.S. beat in the gold medal game, Mark? Quick.
I used to know it, but I...
The Finns. The Finns.
Is that right?
That's right. Finland.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people still think that was the gold medal game against Russia. It was not. It was, as you mentioned, a semifinal. All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Coming up on 3:31, and we're going to take a break, get you a weather update, and Rob Gray will join us. We're going to talk Iowa State basketball with Rob when we return after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And road conditions should continue to improve as we head through this afternoon and precipitation moves out. May still be some areas of freezing drizzle at times. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures going to be dropping down to a low around 5. Then tomorrow, we're going to have partly cloudy skies. It'll be chilly with temperatures near 20 degrees. As we head into Thursday, we'll be watching another storm system bringing the chance for accumulating snow. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON 200, HANSON 200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON 200, HANSON with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Dutch Boy Platinum Plus. It's only paint. It's only paint that comes in a twist and pour container. It's only paint that will transform your den with just one coat of salted lavender into a writer's sanctuary. It's only paint that will help you become TV's hottest writer, where you'll meet this guy.
Hey.
Who starred in That Thing.
Now that's a twist I didn't see coming.
Dutch Boy. It's only paint. Only easy opening, smooth pouring, change your life paint. Only at Menards. Get 11% off everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back in the Gym Class at 3:34 in KGYM. Thank you for joining us on this 2/22/22 as we come your way with local programming. Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Yeah, 63-28, letting us know that, yes, it was the U.S. versus Finland in the last game, but it was not a gold medal game. It was done in a different fashion back then. But the United States needed to beat Finland to secure the gold, and they did. So they got it.
Yeah, and Finland finished fourth, so the texter is quite right.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, they did it more of a round-robin situation back then. They change it all the time. We're going to talk some college hoops right now. Iowa State will be in action coming up tomorrow night against West Virginia at home. We'll have it for you right here with John Walters and Eric Heft on the call on the Cyclone Radio Network coming up here tomorrow evening. And talk all things Iowa State. You can find him on Twitter. Give him a follow. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Our friend Rob Gray joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa. Hope you're staying warm today, Rob.
I am. I didn't even have to get out of the house much so far today. I don't know how much ice you guys got, but pretty treacherous. I had to drive my son to school today, and it was a little dicey, but fortunately, no incidents.
Yeah, I think you guys got it worse than we did. So, best of luck to everybody, and be careful over there. And good upturn for the Iowa State men's basketball team as of late, and it couldn't have come at a better time for T.J. Otzelberger and the Cyclones, could it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they needed it badly. Obviously, when they fell to 3-9, I mean, it starts to look like, okay, you can talk about quad one wins and everything all you want, but, you know, when it started to look like they were going to have a hard time rediscovering kind of their bread and butter, which is that intense ball pressure that they try to apply all 40 minutes and you know, turning the other team over and put points in transition that way. And that's kind of started to work for them a little bit here. Got it out of win at TCU and, you know, shot lights out against Oklahoma. That's obviously not sustainable for them. That's not their MO, shooting whatever it was, 67% from the field. But, the ship's heading in the right direction, and I think they're, a half game in the win column or a game and a half in the loss column out of fifth in the Big 12 if they can get it rolling against a last-place West Virginia team that handed them their worst loss of the season just a couple weeks ago in Morgantown. So very important to reverse that, obviously, for the Cyclones tomorrow night.
Rob, I'm just glad you survived the weekend helping KJ Pilcher at the state wrestling.
Yes, it was, dare I say, a delight working with KJ out there. I hadn't been to state wrestling in about 7 years, probably since I went from the Gazette to Cyclone Fanatic. And what a great event, first of all. I mean, it just a different type of athlete to interview, a different sport to watch. It's frenzied, it's harried, it's stressful. But, unlike other times with KJ where I felt like, I don't know, we were perhaps going to put on some boxing gloves sometime between the bouts that we were covering and actually have a bout ourselves. It went extremely well. So it was a wonderful time, to be honest with you, Mark.
Yeah, and great job by both you guys down at Wells Fargo for that. Iowa State, West Virginia coming up tomorrow night, and an opportunity for Iowa State to get another win. And I guess the silver lining of things right now, other than the fact with all the quad wins, like you mentioned, is the fact that I'm not going to say all of the tough games are behind Iowa State, but the schedule in the back half was we could see this in the early part of the season was going to be a lot easier than the schedule in the first half of the Big 12 season.
For sure. And what really, I guess, hurts, even though they won back-to-back games in conference play for the first time since 2019, and, you know, when you consider what last season was like and the start of this conference season was like, that makes sense. But, really basically collapsing against Kansas State at home. I mean, what a different world it would be if they're sitting at 6-8 right now. But they were kind of in a funk. That was coming right off the West Virginia game. They let the Mountaineers shoot 50% better than that from three, which is strange for West Virginia. And just did not play like themselves. I mean, they were basically out of it by the first media timeout and could only fight back to 8, I think, at some point in the second half. And then that was it. But yeah, I mean, you got a West Virginia team on your home floor that you feel like if you play the way you're supposed to play, which TJ Otzelberger said today, that was, you know, whether numbers say it, which they do, or the performance of it, which it also did. He said it was their, maybe their poorest game of the season. You know, if they get back to doing what they do well, like, you got to feel good about this one. And you get Oklahoma State at home, again, a solid team. Everyone in the Big 12 top to bottom is solid and can get you on a given night. But, you know, heading out to Baylor won't be easy. But, yeah, some quote-unquote winnable games that could get them to – I've always thought the magic number is 7. 7-11 in the league, I feel, given their third in quad wins right now with 8. So you don't know. But, I mean, again, they've got it going in the right direction. They seem to have recommitted to the things and trusting in each other in the last couple of games. It really solidified that. So it certainly looks good going down the stretch as long as they don't have any missteps.
Well, certainly Brockington and others have been at the forefront of this resurgence for Iowa State this year, but I'd like you to talk about George Condit, the man in the middle, who hasn't always been the most consistent guy or the most productive guy. From what I've seen, he's really helped this team.
Well, he really has, and I think, you know, there are still moments where he just doesn't seem to be, I don't know what it is. And I don't want to say locked in, because I know that guy tries as hard as anyone. He's committed to everything as much as everybody. But he's had games, especially now that they work a lot of the offense through the high post, working through bigs, and he's the main big. He had a 7-assist game. That was a career high by 2. He's had a lot of good moments. He's really kept a lot of balls alive that other people get rebounds. I don't know how many times if Brockton's averaging 7.5 rebounds a game, he's gotten most of those on his own. But certainly some have come because George has managed to get his hand on a ball and tip it away so they can get that defensive board and start heading the other way. He's always been a high-effort player, and I think it's paying off. The stat line doesn't, again, always show it, but he's been very important, and I think he's learned to be tougher with the basketball, which they need given how much he actually ends up handling it for those dribble handoffs and such. When they're running the offense the way that they like to run it.
Yeah. Rob Gray joining us here at 3:42 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. And Iowa State, the guy, the X factor that, in my opinion anyway, is Gabe Kalischer. When Gabe Kalischer plays well, offensively, defensively, usually Iowa State plays well. Are you starting to see that?
Yeah, I think so. I think what and that they've started to, you know, for whatever reason, Gabe has not been a good 3-point shooter since his freshman year at Minnesota, and he's sitting about 24% this year. I mean, it was one of those a recent game. This was just odd to me. He hits a big open three for them. Next possession or another possession, a couple of possessions after that, Jaden Walker works the baseline. Finds him open in the corner, fires a shot that goes off the top of the backboard. It just, that consistency on the offensive end, it hasn't been there, to put it mildly. But I think one of the reasons he keeps seeing the minutes he does, in fact, the reason he does, unless he fouls out, is his defense, his ball pressure is elite. And or borderline elite. He's very good on that end. And then whatever's happening on the offensive end, whether he hasn't scored, whether he's go for his first three, or, you know, he misses a layup, it doesn't affect him on the defensive end. And TJ knows that for them to win, they need guys that are locked in, not only locked in on that end, which I think everyone is, but have the ability to lock down a guy. And he's taken a lot of charges. He's really make people uncomfortable both when driving it and on the perimeter. So that's what's really impressed me the most about Gabe Kalischer is that effort on the defensive end and the execution on the defensive end has stayed on point, even in some of those games where he's fouled out with no points. I mean, the Baylor game, he fouled out, and I think he had 6 turnovers. and no points, but the guy just defends like, you know, he keeps getting an A on the defensive end, and that's critical for Iowa State going forward. But no doubt, Scott, when he hits shots, this team can be pretty tough to beat if you get anything from – if you get the usual from Brockington and Tyrese Hunter is giving you something, I mean, they're really tough to beat.
A lot of great things happening on the campus over there, Rob, as you know. The women's team, 22-4. The wrestling team ranked in the top five. Let's talk about the women for a minute. And with only a handful of games left, aside from you know, Texas has been a problem for this team, but otherwise, like I said, 22-4. Ashley Jones becomes the all-time leading scorer in Eastern Iowa. This is one of Finley's better groups, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no question. I was asking him about this. I don't know, maybe about a week ago. Is this a completed team that they had since their last Elite Eight team? I don't think always like to compare teams, but I think he did more or less acknowledge that because A, they're getting stuff out of the post that they didn't expect with Morgan Kane and Beatrice Jordao down there, and others occasionally, and they've got so many people who can score at the perimeter. Starting with Ashley Jones, but I mean, percentage-wise, like Emily Ryan, really good and efficient. What's she done? She's set the single-game assist record twice this season. So she's putting up all Big 12 numbers. Lexi Donarski is a lockdown defender. She's usually put on the best guard on the other team and does a great job there, but can also give you a 20-point game, whether driving it or hitting it from outside or both. So, I mean, they've got a team that defends better, I think, than they have in recent years, and they've got a team that's just frankly just good at making shots better than they've had in several years. So it's an exciting team to watch. The Texas thing, I don't know, I think they've lost five or six in a row to Texas for whatever reason. That's a matchup that bothers them even more than Baylor. So I don't think it's a physical thing. I think just sometimes maybe a little bit of coincidence in addition to being a tough matchup, but as athletic and big as Texas can be, but they look like a team that could, I mean, certainly be in the Elite Eight team again, and who knows, you know, could do even better. But I mean, yeah, definitely riding high with a team that can score in a variety of ways and plays with a good amount of defensive intensity.
Ashley Jones, all-time leading scorer now for Iowa State women's basketball, passing Angie Welly, and you know, on an individual basis and on a team basis, I mean, you go back to that Welly team with Fries and Taylor and people like that. A lot of people consider that, you know, the best team that Iowa State has had. That can be up for debate, I guess. We'll have to wait and see. But I don't think there's a doubt Ashley Jones is among the top five all time as far as Iowa State women's basketball players is concerned.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, she doesn't always and she frequently doesn't need volume in shooting to do it either. I mean, she's good at getting to the foul line. I mean, she's obviously an excellent free throw shooter. And when she gets on a roll, I mean, it's something to watch. I mean, and as Coach Fenley has said, one of the stories I was writing about earlier this year is, you know, when she came in, like all freshmen, he said, she didn't really know how to play good defense. And I think she's worked her way into being a good, solid defender. She's obviously rebounded it extremely well throughout her career, and I think she's fourth. I mean, she could be end up third or second in career rebounds at Iowa State, too. She's not catching Angie Welly Edinger in that category, though, at number one. But and better at really distributing the ball. I mean, when teams collapse on her, I mean, they space the floor really well, and with as many shooters as they have, her assist totals are up, too, so... Yeah, truly an all-time great Cyclone, and one of Sister Aubrey's with her now, and another one will be on the way in the not-too-distant future. So the Joneses are all going to leave a big mark on Iowa State women's basketball.
What's the buzz about wrestling over there, Rob? I don't know how much of it you cover, but with one-point wins over Northern Iowa and Missouri, Iowa State, I think, has capped its regular season going into the Big 12 championships with only a loss to Iowa, I believe. Quite a resurgence there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Coach Kevin Dresser and his staff, I mean, I think they feel like it's kind of going according to plan. I mean, when they came in, Iowa State, they finished 40-something at the NCAA championships, and a lot of guys left. Some guys came in with them, and one of the guys that came in with them, Jared Dagan, was the one qualifier that they took his first year to the NCAAs. And they're looking a lot different now. I remember looking back to his press conference. I mean, you could tell this guy was fired up to be back in Iowa. Obviously, he wrestled well at Iowa, and you know, did a good job at Virginia Tech. He told me a while back that he's kind of been a rebuilder of programs. He said he did it at the high school level, did it at Virginia Tech, and he's clearly done it at Iowa State. And I know their goal was get Iowa State to be a top 10 caliber team, and then get him to be a top 5 caliber team, and then get him back to a team that can consistently contend for a national championship. And they're obviously on track into that top 5, no doubt about that. And they've really built a solid lineup, and they've got a highly ranked recruiting class coming in for next season, with a fair amount of guys coming back. They're right on track, and the buzz is like nothing we've seen for at least, I don't know, maybe right when Kevin Jackson was hired post Kiel Sanderson. You know, the interest and the enthusiasm was that high, but obviously there were some struggles in subsequent years, despite having a couple of individual champions. And you know, they're filling Hilton pretty well, and obviously got eyes on not only being a top 5 team by rank, but by how they do in March at the national championship. So we'll see how it goes, but they're certainly well in the right direction.
Hey, last one for me, Rob. We've got spring football coming up around the corner anyway. I think a very interesting spring for Matt Campbell and Iowa State. I hate to say disappointing. I hate throwing that out. But coming off of a year that could have been but wasn't, and now with a lot of new faces, what is expected of Iowa State football going into the spring? And what do they want to get accomplished this spring?
Well, I think they want to, well, you know what Matt Campbell would tell you, right? He's going to set a goal of them being the best version of themselves. That's what they're going to try to do. And as hokey as that might sound, that really is his goal, period. End of sentence. So, you know, last season, what did he say? Frequently he said, you know, you'll get the results you deserve, you know, and sometimes it was bad luck. Sometimes it was making the mistake at the critical time, or making too many mistakes early. All the things that have been the stumbling blocks of otherwise the best era of Iowa State football. Again, as we said, as I've told you many times on this, this was never a program that could go toe to toe with everyone on their schedule physically. It has been the last 3 years, for sure. That's never been remotely close at Iowa State. So I think the goals are the same as they always are. And I know from talking to him late in the season that he's really excited about young guys, that some of whom we didn't see last season, some of whom we did, whether it be a Bo Freiler at safety, just a lot of other guys on the offensive line, defensive line, even at the linebacker position, where obviously they're going to be very depleted from graduation. But I think they're excited about it. I think the expectation is that they should always be contending to be an upper division Big 12 team, and I think that's how they're going to approach going into this. Again, a very uncertain season, and again, from a results standpoint, coming off a very disappointing season, given the amount of talent they had up and down that roster.
All right. Hey, Rob, keep up the great work at the Gazette and covering the Cyclones. Always fun talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Great to talk to you, Scott and Mark. Take care.
All right. Rob Gray does a great job with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, formerly of Cyclone Fanatic, covers the Iowa State Cyclones. We'll take a break coming up on 3:54 here in the Gym Class, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Breaking Benjamin, live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, thanks to Rob Gray for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Ironside. We'll take a look back at the state wrestling championships. We'll take a look back at Iowa and Nebraska and get you ready for the Big Ten championships. That'll be coming up tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. We'll also take a look back at tonight's Iowa-Michigan State game as the Hawkeyes and the Spartans go at it. Mark, Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times just put out a picture from Carver Hawkeye. The banners are up and ringing the scoreboard around the rafters at Carver Hawkeye. They look good. They look good. So they will not be unveiled. They will not be, pulled up to the top. They're already there, affixed, and ready to be recognized.
Very nice. And saw video of Patrick McCaffrey getting up shots right now, among others. So, it's a little more than 2 hours from tip.
Yeah. What do you think? I think the Hawks win this thing tonight. I think they win this thing tonight. A lot of emotion out there. That aside, I think at home they can get Michigan State.
6-point favorite. I think, again, it comes down to defense. And I will predict that there will be a handshake line at the end of the game.
You're not going out on a limb, huh? With that one. I agree.
Izzo likes Franny. Come on.
He does. I was fared very well at Carver against Michigan State over the years as these two teams go at it. If Iowa wins tonight, they will tie Michigan State as far as the standings are concerned. Joe Lunardi with a 222-22 bracketology today has Iowa and Iowa State both in solidly as far as the NCAA tournament. Iowa State a 7, and I believe Iowa an 8 right now. 9 Big Ten teams in, according to Joe Lunardi. Big 12 down to 6 teams in the latest bracketology out there. Razorback Dale, Florida, is on the outside for Joe Lunardi. Be very weary tonight with that. Just throwing that out there. They were our friend Razorback Dale right there. All right, thanks to Rob Gray for joining us coming up on the Gym Class today. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. All kinds of regional final basketball tonight in classes 5A and 4A around the state. We'll be down at City High for CRM Live Sports tonight. Linmar at City High. Linmar got him a couple of games ago in the regular season, and we'll see who gets the finale. City High is certainly the favorite, and they will be the host team coming up tonight. That will be at 6:45. A lot of boys games, district finals in 1A and 2A as well coming up tonight. And drive carefully, everybody, if you're on your way to those games or down to Iowa City. A few slick spots out there, but most of the major roadways are A-OK and ready to go. Mark, you have a good night, and we will talk tomorrow. We'll break her all down at 3.
Sounds great. And Razorback Dale's girlfriend, have a good night.
You've been listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
From executive producers of Lost.
Maybe we missed the sign for the highway.
We didn't miss the sign.
A new Epix original series.